Track 10, Back Hallway and Dining Room. Leaving the historic display room, turn left to enter the small back hallway. The stairs gave access to the second floor bedrooms, and the outside door led to a kitchen. It was located outside to reduce fire hazard and to prevent strong cooking odors from entering the home. The bathroom you see to your right was instead a butler's pantry. It had a door that opened into the dining room through which food was served. The pantry door to the dining room has since been closed off. Do note the tall tank flush toilet with pull chain mechanism, used 1890s to 1900. As you enter the dining room, note the oak faux-grained wainscoting and the trim. Note also the panels of floral murals, each of a different flower, which were conserved and restored. The murals and walls had been covered over with years of lath and plaster. The stenciling was added to the room, likely in 1897, by local artist for Mazel's wedding. Because none of the stenciling was in good enough condition to be saved, patterns were made to reproduce it. The overmantel mirror and the one in the purple parlor, the Linden Parlor, are Renaissance Revival style. These date from the late 1860s or 1870s, have the Empire cartouche on them, which style-wise works with all the different designs you see in the stenciling. On the mantelpiece below the mirror is a three-piece argand oil lamp set of high-quality bronze and gilt. The central light fixture is an 1869 Miller six-armed Renaissance Revival-style gasalier, the period of the overmantel mirror. Such things as the gasalier's ornamentation and the mirror's cartouche are very much the way things were done in the time period of the 1860s to 1870s. The remainder of the room's furnishings is much older. Empire-style furnishings of the American late classical period, similar to documented original pieces of the Lindens, were chosen for this room's restoration. The Lindens did not have much Victorian. For example, if you're facing the back door to the art gallery, the sideboard on your left to the west is an 1840s American Empire-style sideboard. It was likely made locally and was owned by Confederate General William M. Brown, who moved from England to the United States and eventually to Athens several years before the Civil War. He took up the Southern secessionist cause and served as an aide-de-camp to President Jefferson Davis as Assistant Secretary of State. General Brown's sideboard has elaborate carving, but it also has big, hairy, bare paw feet out of proportion to the central design. This is the clue that it was made locally and not in a more metropolitan area. There are carved handholds under the drawers instead of knobs, thereby avoiding disruption in the beautiful grain. The other doorway-flanking sideboard, under the large seascape, is late Federal to early American Empire, possibly from Ohio. The broken pediment back crest with center urn, raised silver drawers, and medallion corner block carvings are seen on early Federal pieces, 1810 to 1820s. The overall size, mounting of the lower cupboards, turned and carved columns, and use of heavy flame-grained mahogany are all seen on circa 1830s to 1850s American Empire pieces. Apparently, in the early 1900s, metal drawer pulls and key surrounds were added. The seascape over the sideboard was painted approximately the time of the room's redecoration by the Lindens in the 1880s. It is in its original frame. The frame and picture are American Romantic style. The dining table is a three-pedestal English Regency banquet table, 1825-1835. The dining table chairs are 1830 Empire style. Note the pair of early 19th century dining or side chairs, matching those in the front hall, placed by the walls as occasional chairs. These chairs are the earliest furniture in the room. Contrast the 1830 Empire style dining chairs with the occasional chairs' Federal style ornamentation of reeded panels and carved dog feet. The earlier chairs have squarer lines, whereas the Empire chairs' backs have reverse curves that bow at the top. Under the portrait of the snuff taker is a mahogany flip-top side table. It is American Federal, 1825 to 1835. Notice the winged line paw feet and medallioned corner-blocked frieze under the top. As you can imagine, there's much more to tell than there is time to cover. For select information on individual pieces, look through the patron's book that is on the marble-top console, circa 1840. Remember to view the Athens Historic Display Room, and thank you for taking this Ware Linden House Museum audio tour.